Is there a library in, right around this area? I guess there's one in Monroe, isn't there? Okay, now I'm going to ask you some of these questions. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this
evening.
Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
daylight.
Okay. And what's another way of saying that that has the word sun in it? I got up before sun.
Sun up.
Okay. And sometimes people go to bed before sun
set.
Okay. If there's been a storm and the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is. Okay, I'll read it again. If you want me to repeat any of these, you know, it's perfectly all right. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is doing what?
Clear.
Is that what you think?
What?
Let's see. Go ahead. That's,
I was trying to think what I'll call it clearing up.
Moderate. Something.
Moderate? Is that what you'd say? Okay. That's what I want to know, you know, just what you normally say. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last very long? Is that what you call it? What would you say it?
Shells.
Okay. Because they were interested in the way you pronounce the words, too. Mm-hmm. So that's why, you know, if she answers it first, then I want you to say it, too. Okay, now what do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
It's called a mantelpiece.
Okay. What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Dogons.
Okay. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindlings.
Okay. And what do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers to get a fire started?
Lighter.
What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes in?
Closet.
Okay. And what about if it's a piece of furniture that you hang, you know, a great big piece of furniture that sort of stands out from the wall that people can hang clothes in? You know what I'm talking about? They're old fashioned. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes there's a, you know, a glass mirror and a door that opens up and all that. Can't think of a word for it? Okay. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go through ones and just get you to answer right off the ones that come to you, and then I'll go back through them, and if you still can't think of them, then I'll suggest the words and you tell me which one you would use. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house? Go like this. Keep the weather out.
Weather board.
What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed? People might sit out there in nice weather.
Porch.
Okay. What do you call a small porch that might, wouldn't have a roof on it? Do you have a name for that? Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to a barn where cows are enclosed before milking? What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones? Just a, you know, just any name. Made out of rocks or stones. Well, if there was one out there, you know, just a bunch of rocks piled up together. What would you call it? You say, oh, that's just an old.
Tower.
Okay.